Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Bob and Patsy Green are my good friends, and they served the Lord for many years down in the country of El Salvador and started a great church, and many other churches have come out of that one. And then Bob also is a pilot and is involved in our Hispanic ministry work at BIMI and also aviation ministries. And he has a great story for us today, and I think you'll find this interesting. But he starts by saying, Paul the Apostle wrote in 1 Corinthians that we all have our part to fulfill in the service of the Lord. We are co-laborers together in missions. Now I want to share a short story that I discovered recently. It really spoke to my heart. Before I do this, I want to ask you to pray with me for two men that I've met recently, and I'm doing what I can to get the gospel to them. My efforts are to get to know if they're saved by God's grace through faith in Christ. And then also, would you please pray for the Greens' 31-year-old granddaughter, Danielle, who has stage 4 cancer, and she's been very, very ill. Now, the following is an amazing true story that can have a wonderful application to our lives. And it's called No One Jumps Alone. U.S. Navy Captain Charles Plum was born during World War II and raised surrounded by those who served. He aspired to become a fighter pilot and flew in Vietnam. On his 75th combat mission, his F-4 Phantom was destroyed by a missile. He ejected, parachuted into enemy hands, and spent 6 years as a POW. In captivity, he distinguished himself as a leader, setting up an underground communication network and serving as a self-made camp chaplain to sustain morale. Years later, while dining with his wife, a stranger that formerly was a sailor approached them and said, "You're Captain Plum. You flew off the Kitty Hawk and you were shot down." Well, surprised, Plum asked, "How do you know that?" And the sailor smiled, "I packed your parachute." Plum grasped the sailor's hand. "If the parachute you packed for me hadn't worked, I would not be here today." And that night, Captain Plum couldn't sleep. He was ashamed that during all the time on board ship, often passing through the parachute rigger section, he had never noticed the sailor who had saved his life. Plum's lesson that he now delivers in his talks that he gives is this: take care of those who pack your parachute. Now, they may be parents, teachers, co-workers, friends, brothers and sisters in uniform, or your maker. It's the same lesson our World War II paratroopers knew well. They did not jump alone. Behind them were riggers and mechanics and medics and cooks and comrades who lived by teamwork, humility, and service before self. Success, even survival, depended on it. None of us jumps alone. For Plum, it was the sailor with the parachute, and all the people who packed his mental, physical, and spiritual chutes early on in life that got him through captivity. Without them, he might not have made it. So who packed your parachute? In case of most of us missionaries, there are many people working behind the scenes who support us and love us and pray for us and encourage us along the way. Thank the Lord for those people.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.